From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
On this week's edition of CSJP in 5, we will look at how CSJP is making a difference in the lives of some high school students and breaking the cycle of crime through academics. The CSJP strongly believes that supporting young persons academically is one means of addressing crime and violence in targeted communities.
It's not just about CSJP paying the tuition, paying the auxiliary fees, and that's it. It is about CSJP assisting the individual to further their education to help their community and help the society at large.
Case Management Officer, Western Region, Walter Dunbar. As such, several students are benefiting from various CSJP services in the form of homework assistance and scholarship programs, as well as back-to-school support, and are giving back to their communities.
I can safely say that the students were very enthused to come to their homework. In fact, some didn't even go home. They leave from school straight into the center, right, and start their studying.
Case Management Officer, Western Region, Wilfred Talbert. Travis Anderson and Rashina Ferguson have used the support afforded them and have performed well in their CSEC examinations.
I feel very good. And the reason why is because I know the challenges that are out there where the individuals are concerned. And when we can assist, the greatest enjoyment for us is when the individual can graduate, the individual gets a job, and the individual is then working to help out their family and help out their younger siblings. And these are things we have seen firsthand, because they do come back, they do join their community organizations, and they are benefiting their communities.
Travis, who hails from Rose Heights, St. James, was successful in 8 subjects: English language, math, agriculture, chemistry, human and social biology, social studies, geography, and IT. He is an active member of the Farm and Rose Heights Police Youth Club.
I feel good. I feel like I have done something worth living for and know to do more in my life.
Travis hopes to get into the Heart Academy and acquire a skill and move on to pursue a degree at Northern Caribbean University in computer programming. His dream is to write programs and codes for businesses.
It really helped me a lot. I was so grateful for it, because my two parents was unemployed. My parents had 4 children, one is a brother now, so they had 3 students to prepare for back to school each year, which was very hectic for them, knowing that they don't know where the money is coming from. So with the help of CSJP, it was a really big help for them, knowing that they don't have my school fee money to pay, which they could use that money for some other purpose, like buying books or shoes or making my uniform or something else.
That's 17-year-old Rashina Ferguson, who resides in Russia, St. James. She has 10 CSEC subjects under her belt, which she achieved despite illness and self-doubt, and she received scholarships through CSJP from 3rd form up to 5th form.
I could wash their feet, all their feet, 1,000,001 time to show how grateful I am.
The Belmont Academy graduate will be moving to 6th form at the institution. Travis and Rashina both have nuggets for young people who may be facing challenges.
Not where you come from, it's where you're going. And with everything, you should always put God first.
Put in the extra work and the extra effort, and pray to God to give you the wisdom, knowledge, understanding to do it, and the energy to do it.
That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.